بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I received a phone call from a person I don't know. Somebody asked him what his name is, but he says to me that he's staying in the company of an Lama, where he slept for about 15 to 20 years. And then he became with a bit open with me and he says that I've got a very bad habit that my eyes are pointing all kinds of things. But just imagine he's taking the company of a pious person. And yet, for so many years, the sickness of the eyes will not come out. And it's all because of his own fault. Today we have contact with someone, we don't say them what our true story is. We talk only of the good things that you do. They don't want to know what good you do. They want to know what sickness you have in you, so that those sickness may be put right. Until unless you don't tell them, they won't know about it. Understand? Just imagine 20 years of his, and up till now the sickness is in him to that extent that he became part of his life. All the time, no matter his eyes, only good. From there you come to know that this sickness is of that kind that many people in our own society who may be doing a lot of namaz, making zikr, keeping fast, but they may be still victim of this sickness. Victim of the sickness. Because it's very dangerous. Because the fitna outside is very strong. And until unless you don't have courage to put yourself right, it's very difficult. And a person will always remember he needs Allah's help all the time. Without the help of Allah, nothing can happen. You will not think to yourself that it's all your hard effort that you have done anything. There's no such thing as your hard effort. It's only Allah's presence, the grace of Allah, and His effort is help to assist you to make sure that you don't commit the sin. Otherwise, the sin is so ripe, the sin of the eyes, that very few people are free from it. You get people of that kind who can just look into people and say that this person got the sickness. They did not want to take anyone's respect away. That's why they don't say anything. But they have this full knowledge that this person got the sickness. The eyes is so dangerous that if you don't look after your eyes, in 1 second you lost. That's why they say, you know, the arrow of Shaitan is the eyes. Once the arrow of Shaitan gets into you, straight away it runs toward the heart. And once it goes towards your heart, then after it's very difficult to put it right. Allah Almighty Father. Because we are in a very different situation at the moment. Our environment is very dangerous. Every corner, all kinds of things you see. That your eye will not want to see it, but you see it. And all kinds of snaps you see today too. You know the cell phone, what it does. If you press the wrong button and what happened, that you want to begin to see. And what you say, what happened here, how can you see all this? You don't even realize that you've not seen for so many years and you see one time you see the person. Shaitan's arrow is so serious. Straight away he puts all kinds of things in you and you want to begin to look at all those things. Women who have so much of farda they had, they were so pious. But because the husband neglected them and did not give them the time that they're supposed to give, They became lonely, as they say to me. I'm only saying what they are telling me. We then allow them to do all these wrong things. But they begin to look at all the filth. It's gone to that extent, they didn't know how to come out of it. So this eyes is a thing that is very, very important, that at all times you must control it. One thing you remember, one is inclination and one is the desire to do something. You look at someone, you look at a woman, the eyes fell, and you turn away. Alhamdulillah. The second time you tell you to see again, that you must not do. Because the first time you saw, you turned away, thank Allah, Allah, that Allah protected you. Now it's for you now to use some kind of courage now. To not to follow that inclination saying you now look again. You understand? Just like the cell phone do that, the haram thing you're looking. Immediately say don't do it, the inclination then not to do it, what are you supposed to do? The effort is not to look at it again. Now if you begin to look at those things, then you find that there's no harm. And once you get into the thing, no matter what you can say, it's impossible to come out of it. It's impossible. That's why nights upon nights, people are so much drowned in this thing. They're drowned in this thing. And they feel nothing about it. They're drowned. The thing that they're looking at is unreal. You know, it's no more the television. The television is not important. This is the television itself, which has come in the masjid also now. Sometimes I begin to think that Rasulullah said the time will come that music will be in a mosque. Openly we can see it happening. And people have got no shame. You know, shame is very important. Al-haya is iman. Part of iman is shame. If you don't have shame in you, you must know you lost nothing. Shame protects you from a lot of things. It protects you of shame. Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. When Allah Ta'ala is looking at me, then you do not want to go near it. Like you drive in a car to see a beautiful woman, the eyes point. The inclination is there to look, but you turn away because what? The fear of Allah. That's why they say you must be zikr of Allah all the time. Zikr of Allah Ta'ala is there to keep you alive all the time. To keep your soul alive, not your body alive. You must understand when you're making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When you're making all the time, you're actually giving your soul life. Because that life, it has to be the soul, not the body. The person can be very, very sick, bodily sick, but soul is very strong. He's got everything in him. You'll be surprised. So this is what it is. That how you fight yourself, and you will learn to fight yourself, and that only can come into the muhabbat of Allah. The love of Allah Ta'ala must overtake everything else. And how can that can come? Constantly. Making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala all the time. I get surprised when someone tells me I'm alone, I feel lonely. You're lonely because you don't know that you've got one something which you do carry on doing, you've got someone with you all the time. When you're driving a car to him, zikr. We go to the bazaar to make zikr. Zikr, the tongue must be moving all the time. This is the only way it will protect you from what you're going to commit a guna. As I told you again, that this fitna is so ripe that the women, the way they clothe themselves and walk in the streets, that you don't want, you want to look that side. And the only way you can protect yourself is the zikr of Allah. When you give zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, automatically, it will become very weak. In the beginning, it becomes strong. You fight yourself. You fight yourself not to look at it. And then you fight yourself not to look at yourself. You must fight yourself not to look at yourself. Because the first that you look at the cell phone is unreal. All the time you're fighting not to look at it. The time will come that you will not look at it, you will stop you from looking at it. Because why? You became mine. Allah said you became mine. I will look after you. When you're looking after me and you're remembering me, I must have forget you. I will also remember you. And I'll make sure that I'll protect you from committing this guna. when the time will come, the hate for sins. This is the most important thing for a Muslim. Guna se nafrat or deen se raghbat. Guna se nafrat means the hate for sins. You know, you have hate for sort of poison. You can't see poison. Likewise, sin also you don't see consider poison. It must come into you that sin is a poison. Every sin, not only one sin, every kind of sin, the sin of the eye we discussed it today, that's what I'm saying to you. The shaitan, you know, the arrow of shaitan, once he goes up. You do not know how it overtakes you, that iman can go away too. If a person who gave adhan for 15 years in the masjid, give adhan for 15 years. 15 years he gave adhan, very close to the Quran and everything. And one day, why give adhan? His eyes fell into a Nasara girl. So nice eyes fell, I think. And I told him, shaitan, the arrow is there. Do not any time think you are someone. Do not think any time that you have consoled yourself. Do not any time think that you are very pure. Always think that Allah is very weak, which protect. And do not look down at anyone, because you don't know you can become worse than him. The biggest sinner you see under the sun, they also don't look down at him, because tomorrow Allah can turn him and Allah can turn you. Until unless no one has the knowledge that you die with iman, no one has that knowledge. You have no right to look down at anyone. The fear must be there that the iman can do it tomorrow. So this is that, look at that person, this look at the woman. Inclination came, you're supposed to turn away. The first inclination comes, you have to turn. But the moment you put second inclination, now you're now increasing yourself, you're putting some effort from your own. Now you're bending now. The first time you're not bending, your eyes fell, which is normal, Adam alayhi salam. Bibi Hawa Allah Ta'ala created. My husband gave us this incident on the day of Jummah, and I'm giving it to you too. And many a time, I always see in the weddings, we cast Adam alayhi salam. Bibi Hawa was created, and now must know Allah created with his own hands. What kind of beauty would that be? When we look at this beauty, we get the beauty Allah Ta'ala made with his own hands, Bibi Hawa, what a beauty that is. That Adam alayhi salam saw the beauty and will go towards it. You'll go towards it. Which Hazrat said, this is the normal inclination of man towards the next. But straight by Allah, sabr, make sabr. Which you and I also should remember this incident. And if your eyes do it wrong and you want to go towards it, make sabr and turn away. Turn away, make sabr. You do not know when you turn away, when a person continuously doing that, his eyes will go to wrong and continuously turning away all the time. By him turning away, what is happening to him? What is happening to him? That you don't realize that if he dies that way, he dies a shaheed. He dies a shaheed. Why? I did it for Allah Ta'ala's sake. I had the strength to do wrong. I had the money to do wrong. I had all the things to do wrong. I did not do wrong. I don't wish to do wrong. Why? The hateful sins. The hateful sins. I did not do it. Allah said, if you did it for me, why should I not keep it? You die as a shaheed. Just imagine how important it is. That today, I'm just telling you because that person rang me up in 20 years, and I was surprised that in 20 years, what he achieved. What he achieved. So the effort has to be made, courage is what. Don't say I'm weak. Take that word out, I'm weak. Say I need Allah's help, make dua to Allah, say you courage, you make courage, I'll give you peace. How in the matter of the worldly matters, a man don't say he's weak. In his business, he tries to level this to let me make work hard, work hard. Day and night he's working hard. He forgets his sleep, he forgets eating, he forgets everything. Because he knows he's going to reach his goal. I want to reach. That is for worldly things. For the hereafter. You can say the same thing. No, don't say I'm weak, you know, Mana, please I'm weak, make dua for me. That's a very common statement. Mana, I'm very dua, I'm weak. I'm looking at a cell phone, look at all those things. You keep yourself happy by saying that. But Let me know a person told Buzuk that does that in my eyes, baby. You go ask the police. If I walk with you, what happens to you that time? How come that time you're controlling your eyes? If you're a sheikh is walking with you, you are like a Buzuk. You are like a big Buzuk, bigger than a Buzuk. You make sure that everything is accordingly. Not one mistake you make. When a beautiful woman look down, then no one look down at all. How come at that occasion you can do all those things? And the time when you're alone, and you know that you are not alone, who is with you? Allah Ta'ala. How come at that time Allah, the greatest Allah, the most? At that time when you're walking yourself, you know Allah is with you, how come your eyes are going to every place? So the Shaykh is more greater than Allah, na'udhu billah. The reason for that condition is because I'm coming back to the first point. Lack of zikr. Lack of zikr. The more zikr you make, see, we must learn to meet people when it's important that I don't meet anyone. We are here to meet people unnecessarily. Try to learn to meet people at the time when it's important only that don't meet. But Buzurgan al Deen, they should not try to meet anyone. Come to meet them, Salaam Alaikum, Khuda. Why? They want to be alone. Because they're not alone. They make a seeker. Engage yourself in your offices too when you're alone. You don't work with seeker. Now you can't make seeker of Allah Ta'ala in your office, but work to do. Then how come, you know, at that time when a beautiful woman comes there, what happened? What's going to happen there? When she comes in your office. First of all, you make sure this much that you have Allah Ta'ala in front of you. That when you only look at that woman, nor will you allow her to come to your office that woman. Although you have made a zikr of Allah Ta'ala, but constantly making zikr all the time, constantly. Every day in the morning, 100 times make Allah Allah. Every namaz, 100 times Allah Allah. Just make that also. But make 100 times illa Allah also. How long it take to do that? Because you don't know the taste of it. You know, when you get that taste of zikr, then you see, you know, the mouth of your zikr, you actually find the sweetness in the mouth. One buzuk saying that, Ya Allah, when I make zikr, I get the sweetness of the mouth in the mouth, that's more than sweeter than sugar. One saint said this, but when I go into this sister, I think like Allah is making love with me. I want to tell you, you don't expect that. They should tell you how they experienced this thing because they knew the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not a minute he was free from making zikr of Allah, not a minute, second to every moment. So if we want the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, if you want to be protected from all kinds of sins, make zikr. Make zikr. Today when we come to the masjid, we are free. What we do? We will talk to friends. That's our best friend who? Allah. All those friends who you're talking to will leave and go away. That only one friend will never leave you, but we are leaving you. That's why I say every one Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah says, when you come to the masjid, make this intention of making ziyarat Allah Ta'ala. Ziyarat Allah Ta'ala. You know, you say you mean ziyarat of Madina Sharif, ziyarat of Makkah Sharif. Every day of your life when you come to the masjid, make the intention of itikaf and intention of ziyarat Allah Ta'ala. If you got that intent, ziyarat Allah Ta'ala, what will happen to you? From home when you're leaving, I'm going to make ziyarat Allah Ta'ala. How will you leave to go home? How will you enter home, the big home? How will you go to the masjid? So much of, you know, fear that I mustn't commit any kind of sin at all. I mustn't see anything, I mustn't talk anything. That it mustn't be that he's looking at me, but I'm looking at him, but he's not looking at me. You come with that ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, you come like that, and you see automatically you're not going to talk to anyone at all. So the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, what they say, was dhakir and dhakir. Making zikr of Allah Ta'ala constantly all the time. This Mahazar should say, Zuban zakir, dil shakir, dil sakir. Zuban zakir, dil shakir, Zuban zakir. Zuban zakir, dil shakir. In other words, you make sabr also. Sabr means you don't want to make zikr, but continue making. I'm tired. You're not tired. You don't have. It's just that you don't want to. Continuously making the zikr, then it's shafi. Just to tell you that this is what it is. So the eyes is a very, very serious thing. Because once it goes into the heart, then we begin to commit all kinds of sins. Commit all kinds of sins. Yusuf Al-Anadhan taught us a very big lesson there. The doors were all closed, everything was locked. There's no way he could go out. But he made one intention, my intention to go through the door. How the door opened, not my business. But he saw me doing that at least. So likewise, you and I, Allah must not get that we must be in any of that time of that kind. But if a person faces a situation, look at a woman, the only way now to come out of it, turn away straight away and walk away from there. That's the only way. But there's no other way. But that woman you saw, but whatever the cell phone, what you see the cell. You know. As you see something, you look at that person with lust and desire. Likewise, a lot of people look at snap them with lust and desire. What a bad thing. My husband Thani Ramgosh, my mother said, a person sometimes had an affair with his wife, but he's thinking of another woman while making his wife. He's having an affair with his wife, but thinking of another woman. It is not guna, never guna. Likewise, Yusuf Alayhi Nabi Aslam, he ran, because my work to run. Likewise, your work to run too. Just imagine that a person, when he saw that woman give adhan, he gave 15 years adhan, then he was invited to. The woman told him that you must leave the fold of Islam, then only I will marry to you. Don't ever look down at anyone. When you see anyone, that Ya Allah, protect us. We don't know. Hazrat, he always says, don't look down at anyone, no matter what it is. They are the eight. Walked to, he drank to, and became drunk to, and through that drunkenness, he passed away. He passed away without iman. So, what was it that? That eyes. He saw that. And what he called the iman to go. The inclination that was there did not work to him. Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, what he did? Allah ta'ala put in a stomach, the fish. But there too we had Najat Allah ta'ala, I'll take your high desire. So we are, that's why we say it after Asr bin Majid, one plus bin Da'ala ilan, the Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's teaching us a lesson too. That Najat only Allah gives. Najat. That's one thing. No matter what happens, you must always understand this verse. That the eyes will never get caught up with enough. Get caught up enough. We have to become very strong. We have to become very strong. The only way you can become strong, ask Allah for help. Ask Allah for help without the help of Allah. Naturally, I just tell you that Fajr Namaz is very early. Many nice people, good people, they're missing the Fajr Namaz. Missing the Fajr Namaz. What's the reason for that? Why are you missing your Fajr Namaz? Because why? If you had love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you never miss a Fajr Namaz. If you miss a Fajr Namaz, you won't eat the whole day. You won't eat? You also need courage for that too. Wake up in the morning. Make sure you wake up, no matter what happens. But you see, you miss a Fajr Namaz. What happened to you? That's against your nafs. These all are very important things to worry about. How come I missed my Fajr Namaz? What happened to me? One day, Hazrat Ji, he's got a habit of giving 4 rakat salat al nid at night, Isha time. So, one day he said, let me not read today. Let me read today. Hazrat is Hazrat Ji after Allah Ta'ala will become close, Allah Ta'ala catches very quickly too. So, he missed, he didn't read the salat al nid. Next morning, what happened? He didn't wake up with that. And in that, he was not like us, don't talk about it. He spoke about it about this, that this is what I did that night, thinking that it was a habit of mine, and I leave it to be. The outcome would have missed my life. And if I heard about it. So just to tell you, don't not follow your nafs. If you follow your nafs, what kind of I was that's nafs or something. Maybe it was tired, maybe whatever it was. Just to tell you this much. How important it is that you must be firm in whatever you do and always have courage. Do not become weak. As a matter of the world, you don't become weak. You try your little hours getting. Even the person who wrote exams to work for examination, you work so hard. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. How hard you work, I'm going to get it. Likewise, I work with Allah. I'm going to get it. I'm not going to commit a guna. No matter what happens, I will die, but I won't commit a guna. You may become like that. In every way. And the only way that can come is zikr of Allah. Allah, whatever it is. To make the zikr of Allah. When you sit in the masjid, to Allah. Why talking to friends? Either the Quran Sharif, or Mishir Allah, all the time. Then you come to realize this world will become Jannah for you. Leave that Jannah will be ready for you all the time, inshaAllah. But the Jannah in the world will become Jannah. Because you become so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever condition He keeps you, you are happy with. You are happy with. So this is a very important thing. That's the eyes. Control. I must also control. You must also control. We all must control. And also the eyes, the not evil eyes, also this, to look at a person with the business flourishing and getting jealous. That eyes also. Not only this eyes, you know, a person very happy with his family, got beautiful whole house and children and all. And you look at them with a bad evil eye, that's also. So one said this eye also, one said that eye. If you see someone happy, you're not happy to see him happy. The evil eye, Allah Ta'ala will protect us from you. The eye that we want, that will look at everyone, Muhammad, people. Wa akhul ba'am hamdulillah. Wa barakil abdulillah. Wa fil akhul khasana abdina. Allah wa nasr wa sikha wa ifta wa ma'an wa khusna wa khukti wa abdul ta'ala. Rabbana atmin wa amir wa hafkirin. Inna ta'ala wa ishna. Allah wa nasr wa ta'ala wa ta'ala wa ta'ala. ونعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم صل الله تعالى على رسوله ورحمه الله